A federal safety net program for people who are very poor and disabled helps more than 18,000 children in Massachusetts. But experts estimate that there are thousands of additional eligible children who are missing out on assistance from that program called Supplemental Security Income. Over the past decade, there's been a dramatic drop in the number of kids receiving benefits from it. WBUR's Gabriela Emanuel reports.
Almost every night, Roberta Biskin calls her son, Connor, on FaceTime.
What'd you have for supper tonight? Did you have ramen?
Yeah, I did.
I figured.
Okay, I love it.
Biskin wishes she could make a home-cooked dinner for her son, but he's at a residential school for kids with autism, about 40 minutes from her home in Wilmington, Massachusetts. When Connor was diagnosed as a toddler, Biskin says she felt sad and desperate. One big concern was financial. She'd been working in customer service and expected to keep working after she had kids.
I couldn't work for the first 10 years of his life because I was just so busy with therapy appointments, doctor's appointments. I just had to be available. I was a single parent.
A single parent of Connor and newborn twins.
I used to stay up till 1, 2 o'clock in the morning just researching supports.
And one night she stumbled on what would become their lifeline, Supplemental Security Income, or SSI. Connor's disability plus the family's very limited income qualified them for about $500 a month.
So that money was really important so that I could give him some, you know, shelter and food and clothing.
SSI is a $60 billion program. It dates back to the 1970s and President Richard Nixon. Studies suggest the program lifts many kids out of poverty. But over its 50-year history, SSI has never reached everyone who is eligible. Many just don't know about the program. Yet lately, experts have noticed a new trend.
Over the last 10 years or so, enrollment has declined.
Kathleen Romig is with the nonpartisan Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
In fact, in the last few years, SSI enrollment has reached all-time lows per capita.
Some adult enrollment is starting to rebound, but not kids. Their enrollment is down more than 20%, and applications are down by about half over the course of a decade. The Social Security Administration runs SSI. It declined interview requests, but says in a statement there are a lot of factors behind the falling enrollment, like the COVID shutdown and decreasing birth rates. Romig says one of the biggest issues is money.
Between 2010 and 2023, SSA's customer service budget fell 17% after inflation. Over that same period, their staffing fell 16%.
Fewer employees is a problem because you have to work with a representative to apply on behalf of a kid. Last year, the agency's staffing was at the lowest level in 25 years.
It's been very difficult to get an appointment.
That means it's hard to get in the front door. At the same time, for those inside, it's more likely they'll be shown the exit. This can happen as part of something called continuing disability reviews. That's when SSI checks to see if people still qualify for assistance. David Wittenberg, a senior fellow at the analytics group Mathematica, says for a while, SSI had very limited funding to do these checks.
And then they got administrative funding in 2015 and did a lot of continuing disability reviews.
So the budget to help people enroll in the program has dropped, but the process to remove people, that's well funded. Wittenberg says sometimes it's legit to take people off SSI, but sometimes it's because of a mistake.
If you submit the wrong paperwork or if you don't file on time, you lose benefits.
So I walked into the house after a week away with a pile of mail, and I opened it and I read it, and my jaw dropped. I'm like, what?
Biskin read that Connor's benefits had been terminated, and she had to repay many thousands of dollars. Her guess is that a bit of financial information was misrecorded. Without SSI, Biskin says she's had difficulty paying utility bills, and she pulled her kids from recreational activities. For nearly 3 years, she's been trying to fix the mistake, emailing, faxing.
Calling constantly, no callback, no acknowledgement. It's absolutely a nightmare.
Other parents and advocates have similar frustrations.
You'll get a letter stating that your case might be terminated because they didn't receive the documents requested in a timely manner. And I'm like, that's not true because I've taken time to go get certified mail. So somebody had to sign for that mail.
You're told where to go, right? But instead of being given a 10-speed bike, you're given a tricycle with two wheels.
There was a time in the 80s and 90s when you could just get the rackets and show up and things work the way they should work, right? These days, it is so incredibly tough.
Deborah Harris of Maryland and Terry Farrell of Massachusetts are navigating SSI on behalf of their grandchild and child. Tara Maddie Doucette is from Greater Boston Legal Services. Their concerns have reached Washington.
Let's at least get rid of the bureaucratic water torture.
Senator Ron Wyden, a Democrat from Oregon, says a lot of SSI's problems do come down to money.
It's my job as chairman of the Senate Finance Committee to find additional resources, and I'm committed to doing it.
Wyden says another part of the problem is outdated requirements, like reduced benefits if a parent works, and very tight financial restrictions, like an applicant can't have more than $2,000 in the bank. Wyden's drafted a bill to modernize the program.
It's time to bring SSI into the 21st century.
But his bill's price tag, $500 billion over 10 years, making experts skeptical about its prospects. Research shows the falling SSI rolls impact everyone. When young people are removed from the program,
a lot of them are turning to illicit activity.
Manasi Deshpande is an economist at the University of Chicago. She compared 18-year-olds who lost their SSI benefits to those who stayed on the program. When checks were cut off, she found a 60% increase in criminal charges for crimes that help make up for lost money.
For men, we see increases in drug distribution and burglary, whereas for women, we see increases in prostitution charges and fraud or forgery charges, things like identity theft.
By Deshpande's estimates, the federal government saves as much money taking young people off SSI as state and local governments pay out in policing and prison costs for the same people. Experts are brainstorming how to boost SSI enrollment for kids. The Social Security Administration says it's working to hire more staff and simplify the application.
I feel like there has to be a change, a desperate change.
For parents like Roberta Biskin, SSI is a lifeline, but a fragile one. They say they hope the program can become stronger and easier to access for everyone's sake. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Gabriella Emanuel.